We are on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, in the middle of the sugya. Let us just quickly go over again. Bekesef minolo. How do we know that the ish is nikta bekesef? Besu. Hodesnan ha'ov zakoi bebitoi bekidusheo bekesef bishtara bebiye. Minolon the miknaye bekesef. That's the first shaila we had asked. The kesef, the avuahu. And the kesef belongs to the father. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Omar Kro, V'yotza Chinam en Kosef, en Kesef, La'oda in Ze, by this Yitzhiyim of Simoni Gadlis, the Odin is not, does not receive kesef, the en kesef is Meyutah, says V'yotza Chinam. Aviyesh kesef la'odin acher umani nu'ov. Ve'im oledido, so the Gemara asked, maybe she gets the money? So Moshe says, ochi hashto, vi mekabel kidushel, tachsives biti nosati li sheze ve'i yishok lo kaspo, and she should get the money. So, let us again quickly go over Rashi. Zakoi bebitoi shekesef yeshaloi. So we had said that Rashi means that a filu, when she marries off herself, the money, the father's also zoiche in the money. Vuhu mekabal ashtar, he's the yad of kabalas ashtar. Vuhu moisro lebiya al kocha. What is that zakoi by biya? That the you have the das of the of, who moishcha labiya al kolcha l'shem kedushin bo'ido nara. He's moishcha labiya al kolcha. You don't need his das, you don't need her das, his das is sufficient. Minolon hanachtarti de meknaye bekesef, kidiktoni masnisin, minolon shov zakoi bo'i, kidiktoni hosom. V'yotza chinam gabiyom evriya yoytzeis mershus odain b'simoni naretz amotzi l'michtov v'yotza chinam. That when she brings simoni naretz, she goes out. There's no din of giroin kesef. She goes out for free. V'loi boi yain kesef, it says chinam. So in kesef is understandable. El midrash bay. It's miyuter. It's coming l'diyuke. Ein kesef lodem ze she yoytze mimeno. This Odin, when she leaves this Odin, there is no need to give kesef to the Odin. She's leaving with Simonim. But there is kesef when she leaves another Odin. And that is Aviyah. When she gets married, she's leaving Rishus Aviyah, then there is kesef. So the Gemara says, "Ve'im aladi do habi hay kesef." That's true. You have a beautiful diyek. That there's another yitziyah, the yitziyah of simonim from an odin. There's no kesef. Yotzachinam. There's another yitziyah that there is kesef. Ve'im aladi do habi hay kesef. Do laksiv ein loy kesef. The Tadik Mino in Kesef La Odain Zeh. If we say Ain Loi Kesef, so the Dik is by this Yitzhiya, Ain Loi Kesef. By another Yitzhiya, Yesh Loi Kesef. By another, you give to the other Odain. Lohi Daik Mino Ain Kesef Bi Yitzhiya Zu. Avol Yesh Kesef Bi Yitzhiya Acheres. By another Yitzhiya, there is Kesef. Uloi Lom Ladido. But could be she gets the kesef. So the Gemara says, "Hochi hashte." How could it be of you mekabel kedushel ve'ihi tishkel kaspo? So we mentioned yesterday machlekes Rashi in the Ritva. There's a merdike geshmake Ritva. The Ritva says pshat. That since we see that he can marry off his daughter, Bal Kolche de Bas, so in other words, Ihu Choshiv Makne Ubaldova, if he can marry her off without her Rotzin, So it's considered he's the makne, he's the baldova. Uchemamoinoi hichshuve beinyan ze. So it's like he can, it's his to marry off. It's the Torah gave him a daughter that he can marry her off. Vekiven the iu havi makne loisagi the loyla havi kesev delilei. So if he's makne her, the person owns a behemoth and he sells the behemoth. Hashteitzach that the money goes to the bala behemoth. So memela, if his daughter is his legabi kedushin, don't need her das. He's a bailam to be mekadisha. So he's the baldova. He's the bailam. So hashteitzach that the money goes to him. He's makna. So then the Ritva is Moisev, because you can't say that he's a shliach of the daughter. That means if we say he's a shliach of the daughter, so then we can understand very well that she gets the money. That means the Torah made him a shliach to marry her off, but she's the baldova. So the Ritva says, if he's a shliach, how could he marry her off bal kocho? That doesn't have a pshat. So al kocho, if he can marry off bal kocho, he's a baldova. So if he's a baldova, so he gets the money. Azera teis the ritva. Rashi does not say this at all. Ve'imel yido havi hai kesef. Yeah, that we learned this Rashi. So the Gemara says, ochi hashta, vi mekabel kedoshe, iu tishko kaspa bitmiya. Efsher shall chinom ziko akosov bekabolas kiddushel. Rashi read up his gor under his forest. Rashi says that, how could it be such a thing? That she should get the money. And so the Torah was mezakim to marry off the daughter for free. Achinom ziko akosov. The stomach, the Torah gave him this right. In order, this should be a means of making money. So, l'chayre, we want to say pshat Rashi. Then I saw the Sukkos David says this, that Rashi learned that is a shliach bal kocho take. The Torah made the father a shliach, and you don't need horotzen. That's the chiddush akra. So, memele, so then, it's take a good, so maybe the kasha is take a good kasha, so maybe she gets the money, he can marry her off. But maybe she gets the money. So Rashi says, so what did the Torah gave him this kaiche? Al chinam ziko akosu. If the Torah gave him, the Torah made him a shlich, he can marry off his daughter. So al chinam ziko akosu, that he should do it, but not getting any, derive any benefit from it. The stomach, the Torah said he can marry off his daughter, and it says, Biti nasati li shazer, the Torah said, Bepamol. So the stomach, the Torah means to say, we have to read between the lines, that he can marry her off and receive the kesef of Kedushin. So that's L'chayra Rashila. So the Gemara says, Ve'eim ahani miliktano. The Gemara says, fine. You have a posik. However, we'll learn pshat and posik like the Ritva, that he's the baldova according to Rashi. Al chinam ziko akosu. Maybe this posik is speaking about a ktana, animi liktana, the less lo yad lekabel kedushin. A ktana that does not have a yad lekabel kedushin, so the Torah empowered the father that he can be mekadosh his daughter. Avo naro. The isla yad lekabel kedushin, agdeshiye nafsha v'tishkol kaspa. So maybe by a nairo, there the din is taka, the father bechlal is not mekadosh. She's mekadosh herself and she keeps the money herself. That's the Gemara's kash. You have a posik. The posik is speaking about a ketana. Let us see Rashi. Ve'imahani mili dizochelei lekabelo. When did the Torah say that he could be mekabel? Her kedushin b'ktano. She ain't lo yad. She doesn't have a yad. What does that mean? The lav bas deyay. She's a lav bas deyay. She can't be mekadish herself. ואף על גב דקרו דמייצי שם רב נערוקסי, וכרשי, this פוסק, ביטי נסעתי לי שזר, ושום לו עלילס דבורם, is speaking about a נערו, דרסי ונוסנו להביא הנערו, בימייצי שם יגיב להביא הנערו, לא ילם דקית שינלו בקת נוסה, but could be that what it says as ביטי נסעתי is speaking about בקת נוסה. Even though the rest of the parasha is speaking about Begadlus, but he is speaking about Begadlus. So the Gemara says, so could be Aktanya 100% right. The father is Mekadish, the father will get the money, as the Ritvis for, as Rashi's for. Avonara de Isloya, Mishavio Shtei Cyrus, Gedoyla Lacholdopo. Then she's a gedayla for all purposes. L'chol onshim, ulemomein, shemekha meka, memkara memka, hi tagdish navsha vi tishkol kaspa. So it's very interesting that Rashi all of a sudden, Rashi explains that by a naira, she's a gedayla l'chol dovo, therefore, she should be able to be Mekavish herself. So Rashi throws in, she's a basonshin, mekha mekha, memkha memkha. So Rashi says, a psahom megillah over here, what halachas apply by a gedayla. Why do we have to know all these things? Now, Baksime, Rashi means to say as follows, that by Emerson, we need these two in Yonim, before we can say that a naira is bekoyach to marry herself off. Number one, in Kiddushin there is a niknis, there's a pesaisha niknis, there's a pshiskonoi to the baal. So Rashi says, so in order for her to be able to make Kiddushin, she has to be a baal hakno. So Rashi says, well, that's no problem. Mekra mekach, memkra memkash. The minute she's a nairo, she's a bas hakno. So she could be makna herself. Whatever kinyonim are involved in issues, she's a bas hakno. Then Rashi held, but there's another problem. And Emerson, I saw in Piskei Halachos, Rav David Kalina, he says that you need a haskame mitzido that she's maskim lehayosa al kula alme. There's an agreement mitzido. He tells her, Reyab Mekadeshus li, Kadeshus loilam bishvili, Uzemenes and Yuchedes li, where in Kedushin there's not only nikness, there's Isurim, and the Piskei Halacha says, Klo, that she has to be the Adovit, Achsumer. So that she has to be masking to this. Now, Dachsachmer is brought down a svore. Why is a cotton a lav baronshin? It's a lav baronshin because since he's a lav bar das, so the Isser is done. Like he's a mesasek, he's not mitzuvim isurim, because he's a lav bar das. Whatever he does is done shaloi bedas. So memela, that's why he's a lav bar onshin. So memela, so you need das on isurim also. So Rashi says, don't worry about it. I mean, after she's a gedoyla, she's a bas onshin. So that means, when she does an Aveira, she's aware of the Chaymer Aveira, and if she does it, she gets an Einish. So then she could be Mekabel on herself, Isura Yishus. So she has all the qualifications which are necessary for a woman in order to become a Miskadeshus. Every Nara has it. So Memela, Iyu, Tigdish Nafsha, the Tishkel Kaspa. That's the Gemara's question. Onakro, so let's go back to the Gemara. Binoreo beisavio kol shvach nurim lavi. Fine, we have a pasuk. Binoreo beisavio. Zok Rashi, binoreo beisavio, ochi dorish lo. כל זמן שבנוראו היא של אביו. What does that mean? בכל שבח הבא לו any שבח moment that she'll get Lavio belongs to the father. So l'cheira, from we're learning out of from over here, that if she'll be mekadesh herself, he will take this nafsha. So the Gemara says, fine, she can be mekadesh herself. She's a gedola, she can mekadesh herself. But we learn in the Rabbi Savio that Ko shvach abo lo laviu, so he'll get the money. So from here we know that if she marries off herself, and we have started the sugya like this, that's the shaila shekesef yirshaloi. We had mentioned Rashi and Ksuba says kesef kidusha yirshaloi. That means that filo, she's mekadesh herself. Also, the money belongs to the father. So this we learn in the Reh Beis Aviyo, Ko Shvach, Abo Lo Laviyo. Now, how do we know that the father could be Mekadish her? We'll put this on hold, this hour. And Al Kaponim, we know that the money, at least she's Mekadish herself, that belongs to the father. So the Gemara says, Ve'elo, Hoda Omar Ravuna Marav, Minayin Shemaisa Habaslo. Ravuna Marav said, how do we know that the Maisa Yodel of a Naira belongs to the father? Shenema V'chiyim Kerish Esbita Ilo Omo. Zehekish. Ma omo maisi yoder le rabo, abbas nami maisi yoder lovio. We'll see in Rashi, this Rash, this extra word la omo, that's coming to tell us that we're makish bita labas, la omo, ma omo maisi yoder, is going by a naira. It means even though by a naira he can't tell his daughter anymore, she's yoitze besimonim. But the pasuk that's telling us that Maisa Yodel belongs to the father is only coming by a naira, by a ktana, hashta, avi, zvuni, mizavno. Maisa Yodel, mi boy. That's pasuk. That the Maisa Yodayim of a ktana belongs to the father. How we can learn that on drashas. That's muchach and the parsha of Mechiras Omo. So this hekish, this ibarik evol, or makish, Bitay La'oma, speaking about a filo when he can't sell her anymore, but when she's a nairo, it's ma'oma, the katnusas, maisi yodel, l'rabo, af bitay, bigadlusa, the narus is also maisi yodel, lobby. That was Rav's drosha to prove that maisi yodel, a naira belongs to the father. So why did you need an extra word omo to learn out that the maisha that belongs to the father? You just told me ben rabbe savio, I can derive kol shvach neurin lavio. Oh, every shvach that is hers belongs to the father. Kol shvach habo lo lavio. Every shvach, so maisha there is also a shvach. So I can learn this out in the Rabbi Savio. So why did Rav have to need a new drosha of La'omo to tell me that Maisa Yodel love you? And you know what the Teretz is? Baforos Nadorim Odechsiv. This is not the way you said it. Pesazay ben Rabbi Savio is going on Kol Shvach Neurim love you. It's a klolis dike statement. They're going on all shvach nurim. The pasuk is speaking about aforas nedorim. The pasuk is telling us that by aforas nedorim, the baal is bekoyach to be made for her nedorim. And she's an aira. So memele, you cannot learn out shvach nurim. That's why Rav, when he wanted to know maisi yodel, he needed a pasuk Hekish bitei la'ama. So now we're back where we started from. So how do you know that the Kesem Kedushin belongs to the father? This pasuk is speaking about a false nedarim. V'chiteima neilef minei. So the man says, that's no problem. Look, it's speaking about a false nedarim. Let's learn out. So this is Akasha, Sayan, Rab. Why does Rab need a new pasuk la'ama? And this is a teretz on our problem. Let's learn out from a false nedarim. Says, if it's speaking about a forest nedarim, this is Issa, so mayne mi isura lo yofi. So now, shteita amirdika tamidei Rashbe, he says this in Kedushin, and Rabbi Kevege says this in Ksubis, that mavavam and beis. This is Shitas Rashi. So now I'll ask Akasha, how they know a father could be mekadosh a daughter? Let's not speak about money, but let's speak about, is the father bekoyach to be mekadosh a daughter? Before the Gemara said that the pasuk has biti nosati leisha zeh, that the father's bekoyach to be mekadosh a daughter, whatever the lomdus is, like the Ritva is a baldova, like Rashi is a shliach bal kolcha, but the Torah gave him a koyach to be mekadosh, no, says, that's Tavke by Ketana. La Baldas, the Torah gave him the power to marry her. A Gedoyla, he has no power whatsoever. So the Gemara, that Kashe is not a Shvere Kashe. Avareva Posek, Bino Rebbe Sabio. The Torah, Legabi Hilchas Issa, just like a father can be matter than the Dorim she made, a father can ask his daughter on the world with Kedushin. That's Isure Me Isure. We'll ask a pertinent question, what's with the money? Who'll get the money when he marries her off? That's a good question. That remains to be discussed. We won't talk about that. But I'll call upon him. The minute the Gemara brought Binurel Beis Avio, and we know that it's speaking about Aforos Nedorim, and we have a Klal Yisurim Yisuri Yolfinon, so I'll call upon him. One Yediyah I know that the father is bekoyach to marry off his daughter. We're still up to two shailas. Who'll get the money when he marries her off? That's one shaila. What's a shaila? I don't know. But he can marry her off. If she'll marry herself, we'll have another shaila who'll get the money. Money, we can't figure out anything from the Rabbi Sabi. Abba Kaponim, to marry her off, that's Yisure, Me Yisure, V'yofin. Let's see what Rashi says. With the La'ama, Kaya Seirehu, the Dorish Lay, Bitoi Harei Loika Oma. The bitei nara ashmina, di bektana le itzre, hashte zvuni mezavenlo, maisi yodemi boy. So it's coming to tell us that bitei nara, that the money, the maisi yodeo is his. Tepele mi benorea, imine vamatzala meila. If you can learn out from there, you want to learn akesef kedushin. Learn out from over there also. Ma'isi yodeh. Elo akoch, mle yalav mosim, shamini mino, lo yu shmach nuri mosim. Vilguf yitzrik, abi nedorim, dekoy elayu. Vichitei menelef, mamim min nedorim, amoyni misur elay afina. So now, according to Rashi, we're up to the darge that the father could be mekadisha. But when it comes to who keeps the kesef kedushin when he marries her off, or when she marries herself off, that's still debatable, and that we don't have a makar. So let's go back to the Gemara. V'chiteimo neilef miknosa. Oh, I have a posit. The person is ma'anis or mefate a naira. So the Torah was mezakehim with the knas. So you see the Torah was mezakeh the father with the schusei mamain, which go to her. So the father, Yenosim Laviya Naira, he give it to Laviya Naira. So the Gemara says, Mamayne Miknosa Loyofi. The whole parsha of Knas is a chiddush. Knas means he doesn't owe her the money. The whole din tashlumim is apsamachudish like a din tashlumim. So Mamayla, so by a chiddush, it goes to the father. So it goes to the father. But Kesef Kiddush is not a machudish like a chiyiv moment. This is a... So Kabidus goes to her. Let us see what Rashi says. V'chitayim or kesef, neilub kesef kedushel mi kesef knosa. Sh'aynis ol piti lo biya chamishim kesef. Mo'mayna mi knosa lo yofin. Sh'knas kulay chidush. Mi chidush lo gemri. Akati kedushel mi no long lo biya habas. Adnyo kesef kedush belongs to the father. V'chitayim or neilub mi boishis o begam. Okay, you tell me knas is a chidush. The din is, you give to Rabbi Anara Boishis of Gam. That's not Knas, that's Momen. And for the Gemara, Shani Boishis of Gam, the Avuo Shayer Begavayu. Now let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, Mi Boishis of Gam. The Kaimalam Biksubi, Shama Anes, if a person is Ma'anes, someone's daughter, Naisim Boishis of Gam La'ov. Vahano lav knosanino. So he gets the boishes of gam. So you see that the money that Bukhaira rightfully goes to her, he's eichen this money. So memela, so within kesef kedushin should belong to the father. So the Gemara says, no, he can learn out from boishes of gam. Shani boishes of gam, davua shayach begavayu. Sheyeshloi din chelik ben. He's entitled to get the boishes of gam. Sheyesh biyodai lebaisha ulepoigma. It's bekoichai to be mevayisha and to poigma. Bishvil momen sheyitnulai for money. Di boi mosala lemenuvel umukeshchin. If he wants to, he can marry off the menuvel umukeshchin. The havila boishes of gam. She would have boishes of gam. Ba'an ezeh shebo leo mechase momen zeh shezilzalo layikpitzu aleo toivin. So let's just explain what Rashi is saying now. So Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying that no, my boishes of gam belongs to the father because the father had a lucrative business over here. Let's make a scenario that a manuvel comes over to him. He's already 50 years old. He has problems getting a shidduch. So he's misoinen. Zuktetate. I have an eitzah for you. We're in business. I have a daughter, first-rate daughter. You're looking for a shidduch. Fine. But, you know, I would like to, should pay me some money, you know, for this, my daughter, you know, to my maneuver, I sympathize with you, but, $50,000, and we'll hire the whole. No, yeah, he's 50 years old already, he doesn't have a shidduch, and thus, he's masking, fine? They set the date, next Sunday, Chassan is going to be, fine? The manuvel is happy, the father's happy. Let's not talk about the daughter. Anyway, someone comes that week before the chasana, someone comes le'aleinu and is ma'anis the daughter. Ma'anis Islam. Ma'anis her. The manuvel finds out about it. So he calls over the father. He says, you know, this agreement we had made for I'll give you $50,000, that's when your daughter was grade A. Then, you know what happened this week. Forget about the $50,000. Maybe I'll end up with $50 giving you. But that deal is out of the question already. No, fine. Now, this Ma'anis comes to Bezin, where he has to pay Boishes of Gam. Who's he going to pay it to? So the father comes to the Dayan.
He says, do you know what this person did to me? I had a potential getting $50,000. Because of him, I lost $50,000. So the boishes of Bagam that he's going to pay comes to me. I suffered from it. I lost money from it. So therefore, the Gemara says that that is why, right? You pay him the boishes of Bagam. So boishes of Bagam belongs to the father. Now let's see again the Lashon of Rashi. And then we'll try to understand Rashi. The vu is shaykh begavayu in the boy shibgam. She has loy din chaylik behem. He is a chaylik. And that boy shis of begam, what the ma'anis was mevayish and poigim his daughter. She has be yodi levayish ala foig bo bishvil mom and she yitna loy. He could have be mevayish and poigim bo bishvil mom and she yitna loy. Di boy mosa lalim nuvulam ukishchin. If he had wanted to, tabel a boy shis of begam. And he could have gotten money from this. Now he was mechai, lost money. That means that the people wanted to marry her, but now already she's grade B. So Mameus, what is the Gemara saying? So you can't learn out Kesef Kedushin from Boishas Begam. Shiny Boishas Begam, the Via Shach Begabai. Is Khan Shayla Ben Shaymi Shemayim. This whole thing doesn't make sense. You're telling me that Kesef Kedushin doesn't belong to the father. Boishes of Begam belongs to the father. Why does Boishes of Begam belong to the father? Because the father had the potential to make money, and now he can, if the Kesef Kedushin doesn't belong to the father, Azan Adonim. So what are you talking about that the father lost because he was Manasseh's daughter? What did he lose? With now Klanger Shaila, who does the Kesef Kedushin belong to? That's our Shaila. So I'm gonna learn now from Boishel Begam. She said, no, Boishel Begam is a different cheshbon because the father lost. What did he lose? Could have made money. If the Kesef Kedushin doesn't belong to him, how could he make money? So what is Pshat in the Gemara? So Shreklachi Gemara. So the Sukkot Dovet said, No, we're not talking about Kesef Kedushin. Kesef Kedushin, we were playing the Shaila. Kesef Kedushin could be belongs to the daughter. I don't know who Kesef Kedushin belongs to. Okay, well, let's learn Rashi. According to Rashi, really the father is the shliach of the daughter. The time made him a shliach malkoch. And we're clearing a very innocent Shaila since he's a shliach. So could be that the money goes to her. The money goes to her. That could be. Kesef Kedushin goes to her. How much is Kesef Kedushin? Well, Isha Niknis, Shavaputa, that money goes to her. I mean, he's a shliach. This money, this agreement that the father made with the Menuvel, that wasn't Kesef Kedushin. This was Tnayim. This is agreement. This is Azayt Gezach. He came over to the Menuvel and said as follows. Listen here. I am a shliach of my daughter to marry her off. Again, me, I'm shliach. I feel like she screams, I'm a shliach bal kocha. I can marry her off. The Torah gave me this power. The Kesef Kedushin, she gets, could be. That's what we're talking. She'll get the Kesef Kedushin. But I can marry her off. I'll make a deal with you. I'll marry her off to you, $50,000. A deal? This money is not Kesef Kedushin. This is a condition. That way, I'm going to marry her off, I'll marry her off to you on the condition. That's annoying. A person can make conditions and anything he wants to do. I'm going to marry her off, give me $50,000. So that's true. So the Gemara says, let's learn from Boishas HaBegam. The Gemara says, no, Boishas HaBegam, that the Torah was Mizakim Boishas HaBegam, that's a seichel, because the Vu is Shaykh Begavayu. That's why the Boishas HaBegam belongs to the father. But we're back with Kesef Kedushin. I don't know who Kesef Kedushin belongs to. Kesef Kedushin can be belong to her. We're back where we started from. Kesef Kedushin can be belongs to her. So according to Rashi, we know one thing. We know the father can marry her off. Afilu by a naira. That we learn out from Aphoris Nedorim. Isurimi Isuri Yofina. But there are two nekudas which we as yet do not know. But when the father marries off, who gets the Kesef Kedushin? Since he's a shliach of his daughter, maybe. She gets the money. number one. And number two, if she marries herself off, maybe she also gets the money. And the Mishnah says not like that. Ha'av zakoi b'kesef kedusha, which means she marries herself, he marries her, he gets the kesef kedusha. So that's we're in the middle of asking, how do you know this? Where is this mavu in the Torah? And for the Gemara, Ela mistavre, the first limud we asked, the first limud we had brought, we had said that what? V'yotza chinam ein kesef, so we said ein kesef b'yitzi yizu, ava yesh kesef b'yitzi acheres, the ein kesef is meyuta, that tells by another yitziya, there is, tashlumei kesef, and it goes to the father, and you had said no. By another yitziya, there's kesef, it could be it's ledido. No, we'll go back to the first limud, and we'll elaborate a little on the first limud. Elam istavra dechika memayit yitziye dechavosa ka memayit. Memayit yitziye dechavosa. So let us see in Rashi. What does Rashi say? El aloi la mikra kam. Ben kesef la odin zen nafke. Udekashaloch ve'eimo ledido. Yeah, ain't kesef be yitziye zu. Aviyash kesef be yitziye acheres, but she gets it. Mistavra de Laavia Mistamana, the drasha is that Yesh Kesef Laavia. The Chi Kama Mayit Yitzias Eresin, Midin Yitzias Omaha Ibria. We want to say that Yitzias Eresin, there's a diak in the pasuk, there's an extra word, Vyotzachina. The pasuk tells us a Omaha Ibria that brought Simoni Nairis. The Yotzachinam. She leaves the Adain. He bought her yesterday when she was a Ketana. Today she brought Simone Maris. She goes and knocks on the door of her Adain. Bye. Zay gesund. The Yotzachinam. She goes out free. Nothing. They paid $5,000 yesterday for it. She goes out the Yotzachinam. That's what says in the post. But then they have an Enkosin. You don't have to pay. Well, that's the Yotzer. It goes out free. You don't have to pay. That's what says. So in Kesef is Mirte. Here there's no Kesef, but in another place there's Kesef. So the Chikam Amayit Yitzias Eresin, Midin Yitzias Oma Ivriya. It's telling us that Yitzias Eresin is different than Yitzias Oma Ivriya. Uba Loima Kan Ein Kesef. So the Pasuk is telling us here there's no Kesef. I will be Yitzias Eresin Yesh Kesef, Yitzias Eresin there is Kesef, Yitzias Dechevosa Komemayit, Yitzias Eresin, Dumye the Yitzias Oma Komemayit, Yitzias Eresin is similar to the Yitzias Oma. Midin Oma, it's saying that here it is not like the Din Oma, Ulameima the Yesh Kesef Bo. This Yitzhiya is different than what the Torah was Machadish Bayoma. Uma Yitzhiyas Oma, Hoivriya. Ein Kesef Lodin Dinafke Mershusei Komakro. What is the Posik telling us? Ein Kesef. It's extra, but what is it telling us? It's coming with the UK, but what is it telling us? It's telling us the Yotzachinam. Ein kesef, you don't have to give the Odin a penny. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. It's miyuta, it says, v'yotzachin, you don't have to give him a penny. But the Ein kesef is telling us the same thing. Ein kesef, you don't have to give him a penny. She's leaving him, you don't have to give him a penny. Now since this Ein kesef is miyuta, so it's coming l'diyuke, him you don't have to give a penny, but another Odin that she leaves, he gets money. And kesef lodim the nafkim mershusei komakro. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Af miyut the yesh kesef the diuk. Here you don't have to pay the odin she's leaving, but by kedushin you do have to pay the odin she's leaving. Af miyut the yesh kesef kedaikli yitzias erusin yesh kesef lamisha yotzim imenu koma v'hainu ol. So Mamela, so that's how the deed goes. The deed goes that here you don't have to pay the Odin she's leaving, but in another Yitzhiya, you do have to pay the Odin she's leaving, and that means you give the money of Yetzias Eilus and goes to the father. Frag the Gemara, Vaholoi Domye, Hayetzia, Lahayetzia. The Gemara says, now you're learning that we're saying, this Yetzia, you don't have to pay. This Yetzia, you do have to pay. The Odin. Hasam Navkilo Mershus Odin Legamri. There she's leaving the Odin. V'hochi akati mechasra mesira lechupe. So the Gemara answers, b'aforas nedorim mi'a nafke lo mershusei, tisna nara morosa avia ubailo mefirin nidoreo. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. V'ho loidom ye yitzies eiris and letzies omo. These two yitzies are not similar. Veheichi kamret yitzias eresin osi lemuute holav dekvoseihu yohosh dektoire. That the ein kesef is coming to tell us this yitzia from an odin you don't pay the odin. Another yitzia from an odin you do pay the odin. That's what you tell me b'sham posik. That's b'sham the diik. Rabbi, I have news for you. By Erison, there's no Yitzia from another, and I got news for you. After Erison, she's still Mishus Aviyo. So your whole pshat to learn that it's going on the Yitzia of Erison, and it's the Chavosei, that means this Yitzia from the other is for free, and this Yitzia for the other gets paid. I got news for you, Rabbi. There's no Yitzia from the other over here. Because he is after the Erison, whatever the father possessed before the Erison, he possesses after the Erison. It's Yosha, Maisi Yodel belongs to him. So there's no Yitzi over here. So Memelis, so Yehosh Tektaire, doesn't stim. Let's see what Rashi said. Voloidom Yitzi is Erison, Chi is Om, Vehechi Kamret Yitzi is Erison, Osir Lemute, Olav the Chavoseyu. She never left the father. So if you're telling me that we need similar yetzias in Fakeltitz, we have two similar cases, and that's what the pasuk is being medai. Here you don't give the odin sheyotzemena. Here you do give the odin sheyotzemena. And shuldik, there's no yetzia from an odin sheyotzemena. Dachsachmir, before we go a little further, Dachsachmir, before the Gemara had a Havamina, that she gets the money. And that we learn out. We learn Emeladido. There Dachsachmir, this problem was not Shver. The whole problem was not Shver because she told me Yitzhi the Chabosa. I mean, before I learned Pshat as follows. By Omo, there's a Yitzhiya from the other. That's by Omo. And by this Yitzhiya, ain't Kesef. By Kiddushin, there's a Yitzhiya. Know what Yitzhiya is? That before she was Birshusa, and now she's Niknas Lashus Paila. That's like we had Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi says, the Koines Atzma Elias Birshusa, Linos Elachet. That means, so the Erisin, she leaves her Rishus, and she goes into the Rishus of her husband. She can't marry anyone. So Memele, if we'll say that it's, that with some of it we learn out, and this Yitzhiya there's no money, this Yitzhiya there's money, I could tell you it means, the Yitzhiya of Erosin, that means that she's Yoytzai Mirshus Atzma, Nechneses Lashus Paila, and this Yitzhiya costs money to accomplish this Yitzhiya. But you tell me, no, Yitzhiya the Chavos say, no, the Dik is, we have a similar Yitzhiya from an Odin. We have two similar yitzias of an odin. She left an odin. This odin, she leaves without paying. This odin, she leaves with paying. Oh, that's the father. That's the chavosei. And that the most amazing kikash and shuldik. I got news for you. There's no yitzia from the father. She never left the father. She's still b'shu sabiya. So your host dictator is not oiskal. So the Gemara says, no, my father's the dormi and afkalei m'shu say. Sheini yochel lahofer levadai. What does that mean? That means that he lost his control over Nedarim. Completely. Not Shadahef. Before he was a Balabos, was Levadoi.
He was able to shtar on the dollar. Now, he's ois bala boss. If the shooter wants, it's good. If the shooter doesn't want, forget about it. So lemaise, so that's called a yitzir. He's ois levadoi. He's ois shalit. That's called a yitzir. Doesn't mean this is so, this he lost completely his shlita over her. That's a yitzir mimeno. So that's the drosha v'yotzachin amen kesef. That by this yitzir from the other, it goes without money to him, and this yitzir from the other goes with money to him. Now let us see Tosfos. Ha'ov zakoi bebitoi. Meforish b'Yerushalmi, sheyesh lo yischus bebiyem, shenoysn lo.
So let us see Tosfos. Get ha'ov zakoi bebitoi, meforish b'Yerushalmi, sheyesh lo yischus bebiyem, shenoysn lo yischar lekadesh bebiyem. Now let us explain what Tosfos is saying. The Yerushalmi had a problem. The problem of Zakoi Bebitoi Bebiye. The Zakoi doesn't. The Zakoi, the Yerushalmi, did not understand to it. What shall he Zoiche Bekedusha Bebiye? What is he Zoiche? Rashi said it can be Moisa Bal Kocha. He's the Balabos. The Yerushalmi did not like this. The Yerushalmi said, So Barber says, Pshat, this Tosfos, this Yerushalmi, the Hepech, what we said in Shitas Rashi. Barber says that the Yerushalmi held that making conditions, that I can make a condition and the conditions are valid and obligating, that's only if I'm a Bailam. That means like this. If we would say that what the father is Mekadesh, the daughter, is only Begidrei Shlichas Pal Kocho, but she's the Miskadeshes, she's getting married, the Torah said, you're allowed to, you can marry her off. But you have a kayach to do.
So, but
that's it. You have a ketamayo. So Rabbi Berg says to Yerushalmi, then you can't make any conditions. Why you can make conditions? Even though you have a power to marry off, but you are a shliach. A shliach can make conditions. A shliach can make. It's a shliach bal kocho. They held that is that a shliach it cannot make conditions. The baldova can make conditions, not a shliach. So Memele, so that's what the Yerushalmi said. Tosfos learns like the Ritva. The Ritva learns that the Torah gave, that the daughter belongs to the father to marry her off. So, Kimamoino Didei. That's how the Ritva learned. So if she's mine to marry her off, she's mine to make conditions also. Just like if I can sell my horse and then we'll make a price, and we can make conditions also. The one thing is no shaykhis with the other. So memele, so here I can make conditions. So that's the zakoi. The zakoi is that you get all the trimmings together with this zakoi. You're a bailim to be mekadesha, she's yours to be mekadesha bebiya, and all fringe benefits belong also to you. That's how Tosfos learns Zakoi. The Eimo Ledido. So the Gemara asks, fine, maybe she gets the money. Vim time effect Tosfos, a kolchach le yiftach kro, el oloima shehein lo. What do you need a pasuk for? The hod mekatsha bekesef, gomar kicha kicha misdayach. So Tosfos says like this. What if the Pasuk is telling me, the Pasuk isn't telling me that the father gets the money in Kesef, Lord in Zav Yesh Kesef, Lord. The Pasuk isn't telling me that. In Kesef be Yitzi, Yizu Yesh Kesef be Yitzi. So what is it telling me? In other words, that when you get married, you have to give money. Fine. That I know already from Kicha Kicha Mizdayefrain. That the person gets married with kesef, that I know already. So if this pasuk is coming to tell me it goes to the father, that's how I made the drosha. I made the drosha in kesef the yizu to the yodim, yesh kesef yitzi acheres to the. Oh, that's how I made the drosha. You say no, it's not muchach like that. Fine, I'll agree with you. Before the maskaras ma yitzi the chavosay kamamai, which was a new deher and how the drosha goes. I agree with you, it's not muchach from the posuk, but al tzitzu, that's what the posuk has to mean. Or else, what is the posuk telling me? That's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus Namar Viki Kasha. Vim Taim Akocha, Le Itztach Kol Oloima Shehein Lo'ov. That's all, the Akocha, we have an extra word over here. Ein Kesev, which is, it says V'yot Sachinov. Da de mekatsche bekesse gamma kiche kiche mis de efe. So a kochach, the yitz is coming to tell me it belongs to the father. Vi eshleime de mekomak mi yitura leinema shehen shalov. From the yitur, we leinema, mi yitura leinema shehen shalov. Im ein mashmois de kamas kanem rinen bahani trei kreuzrich. So the ra'or says amoyra de kipshat. The Ra'ah says as follows. The next sugya, the Gemara says, you have a problem with the Ein Kesef, it's Miyuta. You know the Ein Kesef is going on, the whole pasuk is speaking about Omei Briya. The Yotzachinam, then a Bagris goes out, Ein Kesef, a Naira goes out. Look, come, a whole sugya later that's speaking about Omei Briya. So this whole drosha, nothing is Ibrik. It's telling you the Ziyatzi of Bagris, the Ziyatzi of Naira is by Omei Briya. Fine. So the Gemara says, is bitter attack, so what's this whole drosha? The Gemara says, yeah, but in the Ein Kesef there's an extra yud. The extra yud, why did the Torah write the extra yud? It's coming with drosha. It's coming with drosha. So I come with the drosha, so what is the yud coming tell me? Ein Kesef, b'yitzi yizu, ab'yesh Kesef, b'yitzi ches. That's I'm learning from the extra yud. The Torah says, if from the flow of the posik it's muchach that this yud, that's I have in our drosha ain that the ain, I have an ain, the ain is telling me yitzia the chavosei, and this yitzia you don't give the odem, and that yitzia you do give odem. So it goes in the flow of the posik that it's coming to tell me that I have an extra yud. So then I'll buy it. So good, I know this. But if you're telling me from the pasuk it's not muchach, so you say, yeah, the extra yud, so because they have an extra yud, so that means that the father gets the money. I mean, well, you have to do. I don't know what you do with extra yud. Well, turns out in the night, what to do with the yud. But since it's, that's what Isis answers, me come me yitura leinoy mashein shalav imein ma mashmois dekro. Vilakamam maskonam rinin dani trei kreuz rieche, yotzachinam goes on bagres, and kesef goes on maris. So the etzem posik you need, it's not that the ein kesef is miyuta. The yud of the ein kesef is miyuta. So if it's mashba from the posik, memela, it's not mashba from the posik, so because of the yitta you won't be able to build a skyscraper. So the Gemara weite vehema ani miliktano. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, how can you say that she keeps the money? It says it's beating the satili shazer. So he did so. He's me avia mekabel kedushel v'hi shakla kasp. How could it be such a thing? So the Gemara said, you're right, but that pasuk is speaking about a ketana, a gedoyla. Maybe she'll marry herself off and she'll keep the money. Fektoisvis afagav dekro airi benara, Rashi's kashe, tersiv uskalua. He was speaking about a gedoyla. If she was mezane by Meitzi Shemra, if it wasn't Meitzi Shemra, if he was right, she'd give her skila. Vo'oidi Meitzi Shemra laktane potter. Forget the whole parish of Meitzi Shemra is yepotter. So Mamela, how could you say that the posuk is biti nosati is speaking about a ketana? Mikomba kmishleim tochi kama. As biti nosati li shazek shoyis a ketana v'ato hi gedoyla. That means, so the posuk means, they made eresin, she was a ketana, And then they waited a few years, then they made Nisun when she's a Naira, and now he's a Maitzi Shemra, but the Bita Nisati could be was Bekatnus. Frektoisves, Mimtoima, Olektana, Le Yitzach Kro. Frektoisves, if the Pasuk is coming to tell us that a father can marry off a daughter, the Hashta Zavuni Mizabinlo, if he can sell a daughter, Kesef Kedushin mi boy, about the givis, he can marry her off and get the Kesef Kedushin. The Yagav no Marin and Gabi Maisi Yodeba Perk Narish and Ispatsa, the Moshe Jidoni, the Posek, to tell me that Maisi Yedei Kitana belongs to the father, Madach we can sell her, about the givis, the Maisi Yedei belongs to her. So Ktoisvis and Chudik, Yishlam with the Leidob, the Gabi Maisi Yodea Nichem. When he's selling car, what is he selling? He's selling her maisi yodel. That's what she's being sold. So the Gemara says, so you have to tell me that maisi yodel belongs to the father. If the father can sell her for a noma, and the whole purpose of the mechira is l'tzeirich maisi yodel, so kochach is a bailam on the maisi yodel. So they don't need a pasuk to tell me that the maisi dektana belongs to the father. See, tell me, since he can sell her for a nomi, he can marry her off. Reminds me of Lake Sal Sinai. Kedushin is Kedushin, Mecher is Mecher. He can sell her. She's an Omer that he can do. But he can marry her off. Who says he can do this? So the Pasuk is coming to tell us he can marry her off. Frektoisvis. Afalpi Sheyochal Yado. Tatisha says, listen, don't make Hashem Lotha for my kasha. When you sell from an Oma Ivriya, so if the Odin wants to make a Yud, he makes Yud, and then she's married. So this Oma is a package deal. He sells her for an Oma, and if the Odin wants to marry her, it's so that we make Yud, let's say Moisir Shenis Lakdushin, he'd know. So you see, he can sell for mama, and Amolad ends up Mazel Tov, they're married, he got a son-in-law, she's his wife. So it's so we see already, Aktani can do this. So I'm back to my old kasha. Zektois was, Haina bekesef shenimka. That's what the money that she was sold with. Aber b'ktushe amamish le matzino shum schus lov. Now we have to understand Taisu, what the Taisu's answer. That's what the money she was sold with. But he marries her off. I mean, so that's the chmir. Pshat and Taisu's is, there's a murdike Masas Moshe. The Masas Moshe says in Simin and Beis that what is Yiyud? What is the concept of Yiyud? He says a murdike Zach. Just like there's an Oma Lemaise Yodel, I can tell her she's an Oma Lemaise Yodel. I'm telling her that she's your Oma Lemaise, that she works for you. There's an Oma Leishus. If you want to marry her, you want to have Ishus with her, so she's an Oma Leishus. But not a wife, an Oma Leishus. And he brings a Moira de Karaya. The Gemara had a Hava Mine, that he made Yud, and she brought Simonim, or Washesh, or Yovel, she goes out, after Yud, Shem Shemayim, I give such a thing. A Hava Mine, but then you have to see a Hava Limud, no, she doesn't go out. So that's how we see how the Gemara understood it. The Gemara understood, Yud? Yud is, there's a Oma Lemaisa Yodeh, there's a Oma Leisha. She's being sold for services. What kind of services? From Vashidens. Maisa Yodeh, Isha, different services. But this is selling. Because of Shenimkera, she was sold for this. Good? The Torah empowered the father to sell her. For Vashidens, the services. Maisa Yodeh, Isha. But to learn out from that he can marry her off, that's another Inyan in Gansen, So that I don't know. So that's why I need the pasuk as Bitin Sati Shazeh to tell me that a father can marry off a ktane. That's what Taisvah says. Zog Taisvah weiter. Vim Taima. Amrine Beperik Naira. Shemaise Habas Laav. Mo wants to bring a raya that the Maise Yodel of a Naira belongs to the father. We learn out from Mosiah Biti Nasati Lisha Zeb that he can be Moisaho Lachupe. Afar pi Shemavatlo Mimlachto. Upei Rishosan Bekuntris, the Zochila Rachmone, Midachsibes Biti Nasati Lish. The Mashme Kol Nesines Afilu Mesira Lachupe. So the Gemara, let's just understand what the Gemara says there. The Gemara says there, as Biti Nesat Elisha Zeh, all Mesiris, he give over Chuppah also. So the Gemara says, so in this Pasuk it says a mouthful. It says that he can give over his daughter L'Chuppah. So what if she had a job and she was making $1,000 a day, and he goes one day and he goes over to her and he says, no, I'm going to make this soon today, you know? Today's... making the suin, and she says, what? I have a job. No, today I'm making the suin, and go over to your husband. Then all of a sudden the mice you die will belong to your husband. Finish. Hey, job. So al kaponim, we see that he can do her. He can be mabatul her from her mice you die him. That day, or else the shot to go to the chuppah. I mean, she's making a lot of money. So the moment Zaraya, that my Shidayim belongs to her, because as Biti Nosati is speaking about all the sinners, Eris and the Swin. But I just said the Biti Nosati is speaking about Ktana. We just explained it beautifully. You're right, Ktana. We just explained beautifully that as Biti Nosati is speaking about a Ktana. That speaking about chuppe, al kochach ayri benare ke de frishes. Nlehei de linyin kedushin nuchalafoshes biti nasati kshoyis aktano. That could be. The biti nasati speaking about when she was aktane. That could be. But a chuppe yepshilafoshes, ella benare. The ibektanis, if we'll say he can only give over lechuppe aktano, Im kein heise nesu ek shizinsa. So the whole parsha of Maitzi Shemra, that we say that if the husband was right, he give her skila. So why did he give her skila? Al kochach, if the nesuin was when she was a ktane, so you're giving her skila, or you're killing her because you're mavara begadlus, so she was mazana. She was mazana begadlus, you don't give her anything. So she was Mizana Begadlusa. Now, if she's on a Suah Begadlusa, so she doesn't get skila, she gets chenek. The Dina Bechenek Veloy Beskila, that's Nushal Katnus Lay Mechaive. So Al Kolchoch, the Posik, that includes the Nesina of Chuppe, is speaking about that Nesina was Zicha Begadlusa. And we kill her if she was Mizana Kaidim Nesuin. Also begad loser. So al kol choch, so my mail, that's pshan the gemorin subis.